Blog Talk Radio.
All right, y'all. I don't know if y'all hear me or not yet. I'm just signing on to the board. I thought Brother Chuck was going to have a show started for me. They just moved me from one facility to the other. So I haven't really even got situated in my room good yet. But I'm going to try to get some here together so I can start getting things together.
I'm a flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. Winking eyes at me when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to me, because I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, because I'm a flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her, then don't bring her around me, because I'm a flirt. Now I swear to tell the truth and the whole truth. When it comes to hoes, I be pimping like I supposed to, rolling like I supposed to, shining like I supposed to, in the club fucking with honeys like I supposed to. I don't understand when a nigga bring his girlfriend to the club, freaking all on the floor with his girlfriend in the club, and wonder why all these players trying to holler at her. Just soon as she go to the bathroom, nigga, I'm gonna holler at her. A dog on the prowl when I'm walking through the mall. If I could, man, I probably would work with all of y'all. Yeah, yeah, homie, you say she your girlfriend, but when I step up to her, I'ma be like cousin. Believe me, man, this is how them players do it in the shop. And plus we got them player at flirters in the shop. Now the moral of the story is cuff your bitch, cause hey, I'm black, got some my face, plus I'm rich, and I'm a flirt.
Hey, homie, you ain't getting no money, you better keep away from me, you did.
Well, if you love your girl, I wanna keep you, girl. Don't be walking up and asking me to meet you, girl. Because I'm well enough to flirt when I see you, girl. She went the eyes on the slide, I see you, girl. Best treat you, girl, right? Cause another man will. Better eat you, girl, like another man will. Cause you need your wife and I see you, white. Let me be for real, how long you think it's finna be your wife? When I'm living the life, you just getting it right. Yo, lady, look at me cause you ain't hitting it right. She probably used to like you cause you the business type. That's until I came along and put some dick in the light. When I say how that ass looking thick in the light, I noticed she was checking me and digging the ice. Hey, if I get that tonight, better hit that twice. I could even make a mind if I hit that right. You know, smack that thing, hit that right. On that dresser, yeah, that's right. Pulling on her hair like we're getting in a fight. Yeah, I know it's kind of tight, but it'll sweat just right. So if you're sexy and she passed me, don't be upset, D, cause you might catch me trying to catch a glance of a skirt that we're clan in reverse. Got to see her and I like a
dance. Let's go, y'all. When I pull up to the club, all the shouties be like,
hey,
and I be like, girl, you know just who I am.
Don't say, hey.
See, I done fell in love with a stripper, y'all. All I do is flirt with her and I get them draws. And I don't need no help, I got it down back. Said if pain was born to flirt, now you can't down that. Now I'm a forever, I'm in or out of town. That's why they call me Steady Fender and I be like, oh, I see you, let mama me, I'm more pain. What is your name? I'm feeling your vibe and I'm hoping you feel the same. I'ma wink my eye and let you know I got the game. When I blast by, I know exactly what to say. He's up in the club, I'm a flirt. When you're out at me, when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to me, because I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, because I'm a flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her. Now if you walk up in the club with a bad chick and she looking at me, then I'm gon' hit. Man, jacking for chicks, I tried to quit, but I'm a player, homie, so I had to hit it. While you're buying our drinks in the club, acting like you in love, starting like you all thug, we were switching numbers. She looking at you and I walk by, you turn your head, she wink her eye. I can't help it if she checking for a platinum type of guy. She be calling me daddy
and I be calling her mommy.
She be calling you Kelly when your name is Tommy. I don't bring around me. Let me remind you that I am the king of R&B. Do you know what that means? That means if you love your chick, don't bring her to the VIP, cause I might leave with your chick. Just keeping it real, my nigga. It's a player's feel, my
nigga.
Don't take no bitch to the club when you just met her,
my nigga.
Cause I'ma flirt with her, and he gon' flirt with her. And if she looking that good shit, she gon' flirt with her.
I'ma flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'ma flirt.
Oh yeah.
Gonna roll a piece of leave it,
I'ma flirt.
Sometimes
yeah.
when I'm with my chick on the low, and when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'ma flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl
ooh,
to me,
yeah,
cause
I'ma
flirt. And baby, don't bring your
believe
girl
me when
friend
I
to me,
I'ma flirt.
Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her. Then don't bring her around me because I'ma flirt.
I'ma care, I'ma T.I.,
I'ma flirt,
T-Pain. Ladies, if your man ain't hitting it right,
I'ma flirt,
just call his number on the screen.
I'ma flirt,
I'll be at your rescue.
Hail from Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
What's up, girls? Well, hey, everybody doing today, man? I'm sorry about the delay. Y'all know I've been in the hospital, so I just left the hospital, and they just put me into a nursing home and run a little behind. I thought I had my buddy was going to start the show off for me. I give him Uncle Larry call me. If anybody can, because anybody call Uncle Larry, get him on the line for me, please. Yeah, try to let Leroy know to get on the line. And let's get people going here, get ready to get going. I got to try to see this situated. Try to see how to get this bed comfortable right now. They got me on the new, supposed to be an air mattress, but didn't get that yet, so I'm trying to get everything going. 708-5609, who we got?
Uncle Larry hiding in the bushes, won't say nothing.
What's up, man? What's happening? What's happening, man?
What's going on, man?
I'm just trying to get the show started, really not prepared, but oh man, I think it's a
suit.
God dog it. I think it's a few things
they
that we can talk
now,
about.
Now, do you hear this
and,
bad etiquette having nigga on here hollering somebody's name?
Yeah, I heard that, man. I heard that. But we ain't going to pay that no attention tonight. You know, I was just thinking about last night. They had a pretty good show and everything. And, you know, what they were talking about, they were talking about. Today, earlier, we were talking about some things I feel. And I heard, you know, last night, I was thinking about the fact when they were talking about grudge races and shootouts. You know, only thing I got to say about that now, man, they married. Grudge races and shootouts now are married. If we accept the both of them together as a pair, we can just keep moving forward because one needs the other. And, you know, the argument about whether it's a grudge race, if you're in a shootout, yeah, it's still a grudge race. To me, that's my opinion. I love the way things is going. And let's just, a lot of things where we throwing roadblocks into the game where it don't have to be, we need to move forward. Because right now it look like things is coming up. And man, if y'all open y'all eyes and just realize from north to east to south to west, we got some badass hot rods out there, man. All different level of cars, all different level of racing, you know. And in the grudge world, our cars can compete just about in any class or any other class that we want to compete. And they nice cars. Most of my nice cars, I don't show material. Ain't no cheap raggedy cars running down the track like we do back in the old days and stuff like that. These people got some real machines, man. It's just like people don't see that, man. So you know they got to be concerned.
You going to let the people in, man, you going to talk everybody to death.
Hey, man, you run the show, man, because I'm telling you right now, I ain't going to deal with that there. You go ahead. I open the board and somebody raise their hand. Ain't nobody raised their hand yet. But I'm
Uncle
just trying to express how I feel about what's going on, man.
Okay.
Yep.
Uncle Larry on the
y'all
phone.
Come on, y'all
response.
Come on, help me out, man. Let's talk. Anybody want to raise their hand and talk? How do y'all feel about what's going on right now? You know, because there's a whole lot of unnecessary complaining. We got some beautiful
right,
here, and we don't
gone.
Realize it, man.
I'm gone.
Where you going, man? When I say unnecessary complaining, I'm talking about the people that's always finding something wrong in the game. I'm not talking about you, brother. So I need your hand. I need whoever's hand want to come over here and talk, man. I just want people to open their eyes and realize that we throwing roadblocks when it ain't now. We making things look unsatisfiable when there's no reason to be. You know, sometimes our mind play games on us when we thinking people dislike us or hating on us because they say things in competition to try to stir you up and get you to race. Or want to see you race, or just make comments about racing. Things being pushed way too far. It's like we got a whole bunch of Camrys in the drag race world now. A whole bunch of Camrys, man. And just like our brother Lee, Lee Breezy. He goes out there, man, he makes these little posters up, and it's funny as hell to me. He made them about me and some of everybody else. And they funny as hell. It's a part of the game, man. It's like give people things to look at. And the people that know what's going on is making, like, communication levels with them, you know. And it's just a whole lot of fun to me, man. And you got people complaining about him, you know. You got comments to say, real life comments, negative things to say about that man. That man ain't doing them but bringing more fun and integrity to the game, man. You know, so Oh, I might have somebody want to talk to me. I might want to say something.
What up, Mr. Eddie? What we talking about? It sound like you're trying to say you got certain type of people that can throw the punches and Jill, but Tank can't take it coming back to him. That's what you sound like you're saying, Mr. Eddie. They brag on how they beat you in a race, or they feel they can say whatever they want to say to you, but when you sling that mud right back, then there's something wrong. Is that what you're saying there?
Yeah. I didn't see that. That's one of the things. It's a negative part of it, man. But
there's just so much
stuff that ain't really necessarily got to be happening. A lot of the stuff when people talk about this, that, and other about the tracks, and you know, just a lot of bull jive that people virtually conjure up.
I like what you said, Eddie. It's a lot of Karens in this grudge game.
A lot of Karens, man. A whole lot of Karens in this grudge game, man. A
lot of Karens.
You know.
They don't realize that you want them to do to you.
That's right, man. That's right.
Hey, you could just be talking drag races. I'm going to drag you. I'm going to do this to you. And when we get out there, they'll turn it personal on you. They'll go personal.
Mm-hmm.
They will go personal. And then when you call them out on going personal, they still get mad because you called them on it.
You called them.
You know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So are you trying to race or are you trying to go to jail for a long time? Which one is it? Because nobody cares about your toughness. It's fun. Like you said, that dude Lee Breezy, I find what he does is funny. I don't see nothing negative. I don't care if it was about me. I find it to be funny.
When
he put the characters together, he hit the target.
He be hitting the nail
on the
head.
Yes, sir. Well, if you get mad at that, there's something wrong with you. Shit. If you want to judge back, do the same thing he's doing. Put his head on something and put up a character. What's the
good man? I had a guy that saw coming on one time, man. He called himself the undercover anyway, he was giving his statements undercover. A lot of people knew who he was, but I don't know if they threw him a couple of threats or whatever, but I even told him, man, if he want to come on the show, I'll give him a vest. If anybody scared to come on my show and talk, and come fill out the application, I'm going to give you a free bulletproof vest or whatever to help y'all protect yourselves, because this ain't nothing but a grudge race talk show.
It's nothing but
grudge race.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ed, you want to know what's kind of funny to me? I was listening to a little bit of the show yesterday, and you got people talking about a grudge race is when you go and get your man. Well, if you get your man in the shootout, it's a grudge race. However, you got them, you got them. When you hunting for food, Eddie, do you want the food to come to you easy or do you want to work for it?
Right.
I want it easy. So if I see you in a grudge race and I can get you to bet me in a grudge race and I ain't got to hear you say, well, why ain't you raising him? Race him. Why ain't you running this guy? Why you coming at me? No, I ain't got to do that. I can get you not. And if I win the shootout, I still win your money because you had to put it in there for me to get it if I can't get you the betting. So if I won $5,000 because you put it in the shootout and I won your $5,000, if I ask you for a race anywhere it goes, it's still $5,000. People make stuff harder than it is. It's simple. But I digress. I like the Karen part, Ed. I like the Karen part.
Man, there's too much unnecessary stuff going on. You really don't have nothing to do with racing, period. That word at the end called racing, whether it be a shootout race, a grudge race, a class race, if you love racing, pick and choose the one you love the most and get with it and go with. Is everything going to be perfect? Is everybody going to be well satisfied? No, it's going to lead to dissatisfaction, disagreement somewhere. but to the level they're being taken to. It's very unnecessary, man. Very unnecessary. And we got to cut it out, man. We got to cut it out. That man run his car a certain kind of way, and how he run his car, how when he want to race or whatever. Don't worry about him. Get yours going. Race who you want to race, when you want to race, or don't race. Just be a fan. Enjoy what you see. But it's just too much unnecessary complaining, man, about nothing. People want somebody to prove something to them. Prove something to yourself first. You know, all that old flabbergasting and talking about what another person doing and saying, come on, man. Let's do this thing. Let's have fun, man. We got a event coming up June 15th. The stage. We already trying to put together races, you know, for that. We already made plans to help them put together races. To share ourselves with everybody else. We got locked in at Bobby Cole race, at least one right now. We got to lock in at Tate race right now, at least one. We ain't trying to spread ourselves too thin. So we want to try to make to our own race. And we will talk to some people today about locking in some of our cars. We already got a possible two lock in. For two of our cars right now for the 15th of June, where we're going to lock in. And it's they've been negotiated to where that it's basically about the sport, man. And just to bring action back our way. So everybody try to get their mindset and go get the man. And, you know, have some fun.
Hey, Ed, can I make a public announcement, Eddie? I want to make a public announcement. And hopefully these are two guys that like to pay their bets. The ones that don't, please don't try to bet me. Yeah. I like Leroy for a little cash. Okay, thank you, Ed.
Uh-oh. All right, you welcome, man. Did you hear that, Willie Dog? So if you think you can't get a bet on that, 51, buddy.
What's up, Rob? What's up, Eddie?
What up, kid?
How you feel tonight?
Somebody must
pretty
have
good.
Run up
pretty
Eddie
good.
The wrong way. He calling people Karens out here.
Oh, man. Well, I was under the impression that if you bet money in a shootout or a call your man out, it was a grudge race. I guess
right,
I was wrong.
You got certain people that say it ain't. I mean, that's their opinion. But
yeah, well, everybody got those. You know, they're just like assholes. Everybody got one.
Because, kid, whether I can get you to race me, or I can get you the easy way where I ain't got to say nothing to you, but do you want to bet? Because obviously you should be wanting to bet because you think you're going to win that shootout money.
Mm-hmm.
So however I get it is how I get it. Because I'm not getting no shootout if I don't think I got a chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if I got to come out of my pocket with it. I got to believe I got a chance to win if I'm coming out of my pocket. So why not make a little extra on the side?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go. That's what I was looking for.
Now, I keep hearing people say, I ain't with the shootout. Okay, if you ain't with the shootout, don't get involved with the shootout. Which ain't nothing wrong with that. But you got people that's with the shootout and love it and also grudge race. Why do they keep trying to separate, put one before the other? Grudge racing definitely supposed to be our main objective. But that shootout is fun special too, man. And long as it say no time behind it, we should be doing it, man.
Well, I'm going to tell you
this.
As
long as it say no time.
I kind of like the shootouts better than I like the grudge race. Because most of the grudge
I like both,
blowouts. I like, you like both. I like the shootouts. Because usually you grudge. Race,
if
you
it happened, it happened. If it don't, then, hey, you know, that's the way grudge racing always been. If it's going to be a race, it's going to be a race. If it happened, it happened. If it don't, some car blow
right.
up or somebody get scared and pay the punk
and
out
what
or whatever
like
they
the
want to do. We didn't do that back then. We used to just get the money back. But
right.
it ain't no bad thing. It ain't really nothing bad about it. But the conversation.
Well, what I like about the shootout is you might see two cars race that you didn't, you probably won't get to see them grudge race against each other. So you might see some cars
in the
shootout.
Is that me or is that you?
That's probably me.
That's me. I'm sorry. Let me get this. Oh, that was me, Rob. Wait,
what
you say now?
What I like is you will get cars in a shootout that you might not even see drawing each other for a grudge race. But you get them in that shootout, and you get to sit back and say, okay, I've been wanting to see these two guys match up.
Yeah.
That's what I like about the shootout, you know?
Well, see, a shootout, that draws fans.
And that's exactly why they say the shoot. That's why they say it ain't no grudge, because you're going to see two cars you might not never see, but would they would have grabbed each other if it wasn't a shootout?
They probably wouldn't have.
Yes.
A
shootout,
you get a lot of confidence.
A shootout draws fans.
With a whole lot of confidence. Yeah, and shootouts bring money to the promoter pocket.
Because, see, shootouts and shit like that. Shootouts and bracket races pay your bills at the track. Grudge race thing don't pay no bills.
Nah,
they pay bills, too, because people come to see that. It all
so
go
what?
Hand to hand. See, we can't put
but.
When the grudge race,
you can't stand next to bracket racing and the rest. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not the crowd is way smaller. The majority of the tracks is shootout bracket. Like, you ever been to a bracket race and looked at a grudge race? Like, grudge races be packed here and there. But for the most part, if you don't see a lot packed, boy, you go to a bracket race and see how many people there.
You're missing the point, man. It's all racing. That's what I'm saying. When it happens,
it's all racing.
Y'all to which one
it's
doing.
All racing. It's all racing.
No, he ain't missing the point. You missing the point on him saying that grudge racing don't pay no bills. You think he's putting it all the way down. He's just saying the meat and potato of the track is goddamn bracket and shootout. Them the meat and potato of the track.
You want to draw fans. See, if you have two or three grudge races there and don't nobody, you know, a few people come, you ain't paying no light bills, no garbage bills and shit like that.
That's why I say they go hand in hand, all that come together. You're going to have people there to see both. So I ain't going to knock down one of them. I love both of them.
No, I'm not knocking down.
Replace all the bracket races with the grudge days and watch that track go out of business.
Yep.
Okay. Well.
You got to have a big grudge race in order for it to pay bills. Them two or three races on the Sun, them two or three grudge races on the Sunday, they're not gonna pay no bills. But you schedule you a bracket race or whatever on the Sunday and see how many people show up.
Ain't no doubt of that. I'm not doubting that at all, but I'm just saying, of all that shit going on, see how many people going to show up.
Yeah, it goes along,
ain't
you
separating
know,
it.
To a certain extent.
Ain't separating it. Okay. But I just love no time racing for myself, whether it's shootout, road racing, or whatever. I like to even see cars just out there that you got a good track with these guys bringing them fast cars just testing. I love that.
Yep.
But we just got some bad stuff around here. It's just the way we conducting our business. It was going to make it count. Because we got some bad hot rods around, man. And people ain't really realizing that, man, because we got it now. Bad hot rods out here, brother. That's all I'm saying. Just keep going. Well, let me see if anybody got their hand up. We got a hand up. Hello, Brother Rick.
What's happening?
Man,
what's happening?
Man?
Ah, shit, man. Slow motion. Eddie, you ain't know what the hell you talking about because you ain't doing no racing no way, so shut your ass up.
Oh, man. Damn, Vic.
Hey, man.
How long you been holding that in, Vic?
I ain't got to do no racing, man. I ain't got to do no racing to know how to race or to learn. I done been there. It ain't like I got to keep racing all my life.
Oh, okay. All right.
There's a whole lot of people out there doing a whole lot of racing. I don't know what they're doing.
You ain't lying.
That's true too, Eddie.
Ain't lying. That is very true. Yeah. No, I'm just messing with you, Eddie. Don't take it personal. Take it personal.
And I got a team out here with me. I ain't by myself, so.
You got a team out here.
And I'm willing to put my team up against anybody. All these niggas think they fast. We're going to get that.
I'm going back in the bushes.
You'll come knock on the door.
I'm going back in the bushes. Coach Tiger knocking on your door. You don't want them problems.
Coach Tiger ain't got nothing that's coming, man. What you want to do with Coach Tiger?
Beat the brakes off of Big Eddie ass.
Give me a race with toe tag with Jack Wild Cop, Vic. Give me a race with toe tag with Jack Wild Cop.
I'm not. I'm not running no fucking Mustang with that heavy ass car. Crazy as hell. My fucking car weighs 3,500 pounds. What the fuck I look like running a Mustang?
That Mustang heavy too.
That Mustang. I'm talking about my car weighs 3,500 pounds without me in it. I'm not doing my car. Just hold your horses. Hold your horses, Vaughn. I'm on your ass. I promise you that. I'm coming.
Coming with what?
For Jack Ball. For Jack Ball.
With what car?
I got a Mustang, too.
Oh, okay.
Well,
you got a Mustang, I got to put dress on?
What?
I said, do you got a Mustang that I got to put grandson on, or is it Jack Ball?
I got a Firebird that you can put motherfucking grandson on, not nigga.
Uh-oh.
I'm DP Red.
Yeah, that's what you say.
Trav,
you got enough trouble.
When you still lock up money?
I ain't finna do all that.
Yeah, you right. I already told them when they called me yesterday that I ain't locking nobody else in.
Yeah, I ain't finna do all that.
I got three races.
Right, you got three races locked in, dude. This is the problem with drag racing. Nobody wants to be, everybody wants to be on top, you know, and then talk shit and say, now I could be like, oh, he won't lock me in. But why would I do that when I know you got three fucking races locked in? That don't make sense.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm realistic, dude. I don't play no fucking games. You know what I'm saying? That's dumb shit what people be doing just to get motherfucking brownie points and shit. I don't do that. I know you. I know you a racer. That ain't the problem. I know you got three races locked in. I'll let you handle your business. And if it's room after that, then we'll do something. If not, I ain't finna fuck with you like that, Vaughn.
I got three on the hook already.
Right. I don't get down like that, man. I want to race. It's like I locked Tidy Bowl ass in. Tidy Bowl got more car than me, but I don't think Tidy Bowl them on shit. I'm going to try.
What'd you say you got, Vaughn?
I got three races locked in.
Vaughn got three races locked in for Bobby Cole race.
I thought you said you had three on the hook.
I got three on the hook. I got three of them on the hook.
What kind of bait you use? Catfish bait or what?
I gotta use mice for these snakes. They snakes. I gotta use mice.
Man, he gotta use mice. I ain't mad at you. But yeah, no, I know you a race, so it ain't about no one or the other. Listen, it's just that I know you got a lot of shit going
on.
We're
going to listen to the show, and you better talk about the fight.
Man, I'm going on mute. That's all y'all had to tell me to do.
I go on mute then. We don't like to tell a man what to do.
What up, mad man? Long time no here.
What up with it now? I don't mean to destroy y'all show. Y'all going to do y'all thing. I'm sitting back listening.
What up, mad man?
Well, mad man, come on, man. Welcome as anybody else.
The famed mad man. What's happening?
Not much. Just watch, listen to the show. That's all, just listen to the show.
That's what's up. I ain't making no noise. I'm just on here fucking with people. That's all. Just go out here fucking with people.
Well, I brought some racers over here with me when I come into the show. I got Preacher Boy and all them over here. I got some racers with me, too, over here now.
I beat Preacher Boy ass. I'm going to beat Preacher Boy ass this year.
Damn.
Preacher Boy. Don't let him get away with that Preacher Boy.
I mean Preacher Boy,
come on here.
I mean it. I'm on his ass this year. We gonna get it in this year.
Oh, man, not like a cheap suit.
Got to, kid. Me and Preacher Boy have been talking about running each other for a long time. We got to get it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like my man, I love him to death, but we got to get some action this year.
That ain't gonna stop you from knocking a patch of hair off his ass, huh?
Not at all. I'm on his ass. And Big Eddie too, if he get in the way.
I gotta do the
math. Big Eddie
getting
away. I'm getting
away right
ass
now,
too.
Man. Right now, we got a few cars I can get to put in your way, man.
What you gonna put in my way?
I mean, we ain't got nothing but that black car like y'all got y'all black car.
Man,
we got,
I don't
come
got
on, that,
man.
That blue Malibu. I'm telling you, like me, I'm naming you, man. What we got to get
what blue
right
Malibu?
Now?
That,
come on.
What blue Malibu?
Come on, man.
I can't mess with that. I'm going to stand down.
Okay,
I can't mess with
got,
that.
We got peanut car ready.
Oh,
Bud,
me and Peanut
Bud,
already talked.
Bud,
we going
baby.
This. We, yeah, me and Peanut gonna lock
okay.
horns this year. Yeah, we're going.
We got Peachy Boy hanging around. We got Three Love. We got. I mean, come on, man.
Preacher Boy, I'm not stuck.
That's
y'all. Fucking Preacher
hey,
Boy.
Hey, is that y'all team? Is that y'all team? Preacher Boy. Three Love.
Now go right. Come out the bushes.
I beat the hell out
we
of your
got,
whole entire team.
Damn,
man. That's all. We don't mind when a person part their lips. It's when they get glued back together. That's what you got to wait for. Because everybody can part their lips and say everything they want to say. And we ain't
mm-hmm.
trying to stop nobody from saying it. Well, can you walk that walk? You talk that talk.
Oh, man. Not like
we're
going to
find all
Fuck
that out in time. Yeah,
yeah.
We'll find all that out in time. So keep on speaking loud, brother. Talking loud and saying nothing. Until it's done,
and what,
he ain't
and what
nothing.
You doing? Hold on. And what are you doing?
I'm speaking on when somebody speaks to me. That's what I'm doing. And I ain't trying to stop you from speaking. I'm just telling you, to me, it sounds like a lot of blip, 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 don't mean shit. That's what I'm trying to tell you, man. I love to hear you talking. That brings people on the show just to hear you tell them lies, because they don't come true until it happens. I ain't lying on you talking about
now,
what I'm going to do to you. I'm
telling
you what I'm going to try to do to you.
Hey, now I'm telling lies. Come on, man. Stop that, man.
Until it happened, it's a lie.
No, okay, well, then that's both of us then.
No, I ain't said nothing about it. I told you we gonna race you, man.
Okay.
Our plans is just like your plans is to win. We got the same confidence you got. Else it wouldn't be a race. We'd be like, no, Mr. Ryan.
I don't.
We'd be like the other guys. We don't want none.
Hey, it don't have nothing to do with confidence. I'm just racing. I'm just racing. That's it. That's all, man.
Yeah, but you know you got a good piece there, brother. And you know that the nigga got a ride to whoop on you. And it's just as simple as that. And you got confidence in your abilities and what you're doing.
Hey, I don't know
and
what
you're
they
supposed
gotta
to.
I don't know what they got to do.
How did you say? I know my number. You know your
hey,
number.
I don't know what
these
people
are.
I don't know what these people
are.
People
that get where you at. I know all we got to do is race, Brian.
Hey,
whatever
hey,
happens.
All I can say is stay strong.
Mm-hmm. Can't do nothing else. Until you have to bend to me.
Oh, man.
You supposed to
name out
the
whole
talk just like we're talking. That's what you supposed to do, Brian, and that's how you supposed to feel. And you supposed to feel that way.
Well, prove me wrong.
But you got to. But you got
well,
to
hold
make
on.
It happen.
Prove me wrong. You didn't name out five or six people. I'll run all five or six of those people you just named.
And we locked in. Let's get past the first one.
We only locked in. Hey, we only locked in one car. I'm willing to lock in some more.
Let's get past that first. Let's get past that. We locked in with you and we locked in with Cal City. We got another locked in that you don't know about.
What y'all locked in? What y'all locked in with Cal City at? For what?
And for tape rating.
Oh, okay.
We're not playing, man. We coming out here trying to do something. We give us that credit. We coming out trying, man. We ain't sitting back.
I don't know what y'all trying to do.
Well, we ain't gonna worry about it. You know, we ain't trying to prove nothing to Mr. Ryan. We trying to prove something to ourselves.
Okay.
Can we do that? You don't mind, do you?
Hey, I don't care. I don't give a fuck what y'all do.
Ain't that what we want? We want racing out here, right?
It don't take y'all to increase the racing.
Regardless of who racing, man, that's what we want, right? We hoping to increase racing in the whole world.
Man, it don't make me no different because I know ain't nobody going to do shit here. That's why I be hitting that road.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me what's still Alabama at. Is that here or is that on the road?
It's hooked on that shit.
We got two races locked up in... We got two races locked up for Steel, Alabama. Come on, make sense of what you're saying. That's the road, ain't it?
You have to get there first. That don't mean
well,
that you
the
gotta,
date
got to
come,
there.
Too, right? Ain't the date got to come? Ain't the
yeah,
date got
to
come?
First. I mean,
the date got to come
first. Lock in.
Hey, no problem about getting
lock
now.
In. Yeah.
You can have my last.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey man, we got a locked in race, man. You should be welcoming that, man.
Gonna do that
and let's just wait and see if it's gonna happen. That's all we need to do.
Right.
We ain't got
to
go back and forth. We already
made
all that. Try to make this money.
I ain't talking about me and your race. I'm talking about the people you name on your team.
Yeah. If you leave me with
$3,
we all
gonna
try to do. You got
and the three people I could be in the car. It might as well be a done deal.
I don't know who that is, but stop shortchanging them people.
That preacher boy. Sound like preacher boy.
That preacher boy.
I'm arguing with a motherfucker about
telling all that woman business.
Yeah, shortchanging them people.
Yeah. Telling that woman business, she on your ass, preacher boy.
Hey, man, I'm talking
he
about that.
He left
man.
Up. He left
I'm
up with $3.
Yeah, you heard him.
My bad. Hey, it ain't got nothing to do with that $3. I know
hey.
You got one $3 in
hey.
My pocket.
Hey, look. Hey,
hey you trying to be funny.
Hey, you hard on him, ain't you?
Man, listen, hey, listen. Hey, Todd. Now, you know me and you ain't never had an issue in our life, have we?
What that got to do with, hold on. What's that got to do with that?
Do you let any motherfucker talk any kind of way to you, Todd? I just had
what
an issue with a homosexual. I just had an issue with a homosexual talking to me. I don't play them games. I just had an issue with a homosexual talking crazy to me. Don't holler
what,
at me.
Do we know the homosexual?
Yeah, y'all know the homosexual.
Who's the homosexual?
Mr. Jeremiah.
Oh, shit. Oh,
man.
Motherfucker going to tell me some slick shit. He's going to tell me he's going to be on the west side partying last party night. I'm waiting for him to send me the address.
Hey.
We both going to rock
hey,
the road.
Hey, preacher boy.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you like this. I don't know if you ever been locked up before, but you have no excuse on talking to a homosexual. You get what
I'm saying? You 100% right, sir. Hey, sir.
You have no excuse.
Sir, I don't bother nobody. I don't bother nobody. Me and Mr. Tim House. Hold on. I want you to hear this. Me and Tim House had some... You know, get together. Tim House.
Listen to me.
Tim House won. See, he go fast that he fucking with me.
Yeah, I don't talk to those type of people. I don't have no conversation for them.
He done pushed my last
button. Because people, see, I'm going to tell you this about,
please,
you know, wherever they personal preference is, that's on them. I stay away from it. But people get the wrong idea about you if you talk to those type of people.
Please
so
help me, man. So, hey, man, that
yeah,
man I'm got my blood.
Look,
hey,
look,
listen,
do
that
yourself,
man got my blood boiling. Help
hey,
me.
Hey, look, do yourself a favor. If you feel somebody is one of those type of people, do not talk to them.
I wasn't even talking to him. He got in the
hey,
bar
hey, look,
and told
hey,
me what he was doing to me.
Hey, look. A motherfucker take a dick.
I don't know who's
laughing,
man.
This
is
Ben.
Hey, Ryan.
I know, man, you don't speak like that. But please leave this bitch ass nigga alone. The nigga say he going to do something to me.
Hey, man, you keep telling me I'm a bitch ass nigga. I told your faggot ass to tell me where you at. I'm going to show you which one of us a bitch.
I'm
going to show you which one of us a bitch. Tell me where you at. I'm going to show you a gangster and a hoe. Tell me where you located at.
Hey, my man, I just want you to
stand
on what
you
said,
man. My man, my dick.
Now, nobody
fuck
said
my
nothing
dick.
About doing
tell me where you at.
Tell me where you at. Tell
me where you at.
Took your leg because you cheated on your wife, bitch.
You said it's on my own ass. Come on,
you
shit.
Then you said what you
tell me where you at.
And I told
now
you.
Shoot me, y'all. Tell that bitch to tell me where you at.
Nigga, so now you gotta
I'm going to put his ass where his dog should be.
So now you got to do it.
I'm going to kill him and his dog. Where you at?
When I hit you, bro. I just want you to stand on what you said. You
man, you ain't
going to
do shit. Tell me where you at now. I got a, my tank is
man,
full
y'all
of gas.
Come on, man. Y'all
I'm
come
riding.
On, come on, come
tell
on,
me where
y'all.
You
come
at.
On,
hey,
come on, come
I'm
on.
I'm done talking to you, homeboy.
Come on, man.
I'm done talking to you.
Tell
all
me where
I
you at.
You told me you was going to do something to me, right?
Hey,
my
mama,
you got
a tonight special. You got a tonight special. You going to make the 9 o'clock news. Hey, listen. It's an hour before 9 o'clock. Where is our at now?
You
want to make the 10 o'clock news? Tell me your address. You tell me where you at.
I'm back on
tell me where you at.
Hey, man, come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on,
hey,
come
Big
on,
Eddie,
come on, please.
I don't
please.
Fuck with nobody. The
yeah,
man,
man
is fucking with me.
I understand,
all you got to do is tell me where you at, Eddie. I'm going
to
give him a Henry ball and 9 to the head. Tell me where you at.
Come on, man. I don't know who Mike Jeremiah on. I ain't going to just mute your mic, but y'all got to come on now. We try to talk racing, man. Y'all want to fight, man. Let's leave that alone.
I don't want to fight. I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover. I'm a lover to knock his shit back. Now, where you at? Tired of this bitch playing with me.
That's his last
man,
night.
We got a
no
full show, man.
He got no more strikes.
Hold on. Hey, preacher boy. I'm going to ask you something.
Yes, sir.
Now, you claim this individual, and whoever he is one of the people. It did not sound good that you said you're going to knock your shit back. It did not sound that way. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say I just leave stuff alone, man.
There's some people I don't bother the man. Sarge, I don't fuck with the man. The man that talks tough to me, this is third strike. I'm going to let him know he's playing with a real baseball player. I'm going to knock his shit on run. Leave me the fuck alone. I asked the man, if he don't want to live tonight, give me his address. Wherever he at, I promise you, he's going to make the news tonight. All he got to do is leave me alone. Talking to me, stop fucking with me. I'm going to crease his ass. We can end this. All he got to do is say, preacher boy, I don't want to talk to you no more in life. We end this. I avoid that bitch like crap. I don't fuck with that shit. All he got to do is leave me alone. But if he give me an address, 911 better be there when I get there.
But you know what?
Let it go, man.
Preacher
boy, let it go, man.
I'm going to say this. If a motherfucker tell you to leave them alone, what type of stuff? Like, you ain't got to keep fucking with somebody with tagging out.
I'm begging him to leave me alone. I asked him, leave me alone. I'm begging him, leave me alone.
And the people
I'm not gonna fucking beat.
I hope you don't.
Leave me alone.
Because then I'm going to tell you to leave me alone. I'm never going to talk to you. Hey, you do that. I'm never going to talk to you no more.
I see you, Sarge. I'm not never going to do that. You know, hey, Sarge, I stand up on two legs.
Hey, Sarge,
I stand up on two legs. One of my vote and one of them is real. I'm going to stand up as a man every day you see me. All I ask the man to do is leave me the fuck alone. I'm not going to hit him in the butt, in the face with the butt of my gun. I'm going to get him with come out that bitch. Now, the difference between me and you, you can smack a motherfucker, then you're going to sock a motherfucker. I'm going to shoot that nigga and piss in his face. Now, leave me the fuck alone. I'm going
to
leave DNA.
I will tell you.
They're going to get it out of my pit.
I'm going to say it like this. Sometimes if somebody asks you to leave them alone, just leave them alone.
Preacher boy.
Because it's not going good.
Preacher boy.
Yeah.
Let me give you a word of advice, man. These shows are recorded. Stop threatening people and shit, man.
That's why I said it.
Stop threatening people.
Listen to me. It's pre-recorded. You are 100% right. This is a promise. He said he's fucking with me. He's going to suck that mat. It's burning.
Okay.
All he got to do is leave me the fuck alone. I'm going to blow his ass out like a birthday candle. I'm going to give him his wish. Leave me the fuck alone.
Y'all talking halfway.
I'm begging him.
So
leave me the fuck alone.
So if Jeremiah ain't saying that no more, man, I guess he
leave
me alone.
Leave me the fuck alone.
Hey, okay. He must be leaving me alone. He ain't saying nothing else, man.
Send me your address.
Come on, man. I'm going to have to find y'all, man.
Send me your address. Hey, man. Big Eddie. Did I come to you when you tell me what you were? I deliver. I'm coming to deliver. I'm UPS.
But he,
I'm UPS
he tonight. You can't get out of this teacher boy, so don't ask him no more,
please. Just tell him to leave me alone. Tell him to stop talking to me. Tell him to stop acting like he's tough. Because I see this shit backwards. Tell him to leave me alone.
All right. He ain't said nothing else, preacher boy. As long as he don't say nothing else, he left you alone. Let him leave you alone, man.
Go ahead, bro. I just need some napkins.
Come on, Jeremiah. Just let it go. Please.
Right?
Let's have a show, man. Let's have a show, y'all. Come on. All right.
Hey.
All right, Bon, where you at, man? Get back in here.
Get back to racing.
Hey. Ryan, where you at?
Hey, Vic.
Yo.
I want to say this. This is all I want to say. All right. The man just said he's. I don't know. I don't know what somebody's sexual preference is, right? I don't know. Because I ain't in the bedroom with him. I ain't watching all day. Ain't nobody telling me nothing. But the man
I like
said,
women, bro. Hey, look, I like women, man. I'm a ladies' man. I don't play
look,
them gay games.
The man said, hold on, preacher boy. The man said he was talking to a homosexual, right? But the man just told the man not to talk to him, but he just encouraged him. He's going to blow his candles out. He's going to spit his shit back. I think homosexual likes that type of talk, man. So if you don't want nobody talking to you,
hey, man, leave that shit alone, right?
Hold on, Ryan. This comes from you. Hey, Ryan. This comes from you. When a nigga disrespect Diana or call you out your name, you ready to slap them with the blood of your good.
But this comes from you.
This is a motherfucker talking to me point blank like I'm his bitch.
Hold on, listen to me, Brian.
He's talking to me like I'm his bitch. He said he's pulling it.
Hold on.
I'm speaking that shit, Brian. Hey, wait. Everybody ask me, pat me on the back like I'm a puppy. Said, leave him alone. Leave him alone. Now I'm going to show him I'm a big dog. If he fuck around and give me his address, I'm going to bite him. I'm going to show him. All he got to do is leave me the fuck alone. I'm going to have that cue ball inside pocket. I'm going to knock that motherfucking ball spot inside pocket. Leave me the fuck alone.
Hey, that don't
that ain't
sound good telling the homosexual that. Like, you say you talking to homosexual. You said you're talking about balls and pockets. You're going to put it in the pocket.
You said he's joking, Ryan.
No, hold on. I'm just telling you.
You steady joking. This ain't no joke.
If you say that somebody is a homosexual, which, you know, just like I said, I don't know nobody's personal preference, but if you say this person is a homosexual and you tell them talking about balls, you encouraging that person to talk to you.
Yeah, they want to fumble. I'm going to kill him and his dog.
Yeah, let's talk. Vic, how many races you got?
I know the bitch got a French poodle. You gotta have a French poodle. What'd you say, Ryan?
How many races you got locked in?
I got one.
No, you don't.
I'm locked in with Tiny Bone. What do you mean?
I thought you had more than one of them.
No, just one. For the second one.
I don't know. I thought you had more than one of them with toe tagging.
No, just one. Locked in tiny mode.
That Malibu?
Yeah, that burgundy Malibu, whatever the fuck you got.
But you said that car was more than what you had. Why you figure that?
I'm just saying, I mean, you got plastic windows and all that shit. It is what it is. I don't care. I'm still going to run. I don't give a fuck. You got to whoop me.
Ain't that something when somebody have more than you, but you just don't respect them, so you still go?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You don't respect him, but you still go.
Hey, I'm going. They got to whoop me. I don't give a fuck.
What you trying to say, Ryan?
That's the name of the game.
Oh, okay.
So we got some races locked in. Vaughn got three. I got three.
Mm-hmm.
Cal City Cal got two already.
Mud Take
Ball
a couple.
Yeah, it's gonna be some races. That's what this is all about.
Yeah. Tidy Bowl.
Somebody's feelings gonna be hurt.
Tidy Bowl locked in with Canelo, too.
Who is?
Mighty Bo.
Is he?
Yeah. He run me at 3, he run Canelo at 6.
Now, I ain't going to get in the midst of what he got going on, but he better come out swinging.
Well, I see it. Yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
I might have got a loud TV in the background.
Who are you got locked in, Ryan?
I got Leroy. I got Ms. Graham, and I got Randy. Randy going to give me the back tire.
Oh. Are you running Ms. Graham head up?
Yeah. Okay. Did that, do Ms. Graham, you said I'm running head up. Did they supposed to be giving me a spot?
No, I'm just saying. No, I just want to say what the race was. No, I'm just saying. Hey, Big Eddie.
Oh, Big Eddie found it.
I knew he was going to find it.
Who was it, Big Eddie? Was the kid watching TV?
I am, but right. I was on mute. I'm trying to eat this goddamn fish.
Hey, that damn TV sound like it had a big back to it.
I found it. I found it.
Who was it?
I don't see no name, but I found it.
It sounded like it had a pair of vice grips on it.
Yeah. Hey, Big Eddie texted to me. Who was it?
Yeah. Actually, I don't really know the number, man. I can open it back up and we can see. Let's see. Let me open back up.
Now, that motherfucker on my line because I see him here.
There it is right there. Here.
Hey, man, whoever got that TV, man, cut the TV off, man.
Madman, I hear you talking, right? Madman.
You can't hear him. You put him on mute.
Oh, okay. That wasn't him then. That must be on his mic. But whoever it is, I guess he can't grab him. Let me open him back up. He might get him. Whoever it is, they laid their phone down. Yeah, they laid it.
I'm going to hang up and call the show.
They laid it down.
I'm going to get off of their damn line.
Hey, Big Eddie. All
right, man. Yeah.
I want to run something past you. Listen to this.
Come on, man.
If you locked in with Cal City Cal, right?
Yeah, we locked in with Cal City Cal.
Okay. If I get on there and say, Cal City Cal, how you doing, man? Man, you know I like what you're doing. Big Eddie ain't got no business locking you in. But when I grow up, I want to be like you, Cal City Cal. How that sound?
That's your personal preference, man. I wouldn't care.
But
that's just how you believe.
But you don't think I threw some salt on you to up the Cal City Cal?
No. You ain't perked up the Cal City Cal for one thing. I mean, we hear people on here all the time bagging each other and all kinds of stuff, man. I don't take stuff like that, man.
Can I ask a question? If you turn around and you got your own crew, just your own personal crew, that you fuck with.
Right.
And you tell a person that's out of your class, well, we got a car that we're going to run you with. Do that make it like you dick sucking or holding somebody's dick and you got your own group that y'all run with, your own crew, your own group?
It ain't looked at as bad if it's your team, but if it's somebody.
It's my team. It's my own team. We finally finished the car. And I said, hey, listen, that's what I'm trying to tell him. My own teammate. I ain't got number six teammate. Only six. And I was talking around, we finished the car. I told Tim House, we got a car in your class we're going to run you with. He talked about me like a dog because he want to run my boo. My boo was the only car that was finished.
Listen. Who was on your team that's going to run Tim House?
Hold on, listen to me. My boo and VPN car is the only two cars that was finished. And the truck, but they said the truck can't race because it's a class car. So I leave him out of the conversation. So the other one we talk about.
Who you gonna run, Ryan?
Hey Ryan. Hold on.
I just asked my question. Who you gonna run Tim House car with?
With a Firebird. Look just like
listen
him.
Listen to this.
Matter of fact, it's a Firebird.
Hold on. Listen to this. I'll be on your team if you can lock my car in with Tim House.
Hey, listen. Jimmy will be saying I'm dick sucking. Listen to me. If I can make that happen, I would love to make that happen.
I want this motherfucking ass bad. Because I know what I'm doing.
I want him bad now because he talks so bad about me. Listen to me. I want him bad as you do. I tried to run him with the Firebird. The man talks about me like a dog.
No, you don't.
You didn't hear what that man said about me. Like, hey, that man talks about me like I was scum of the earth.
Hey, look.
But if he's going to run that Firebird, I'm going to beat his ass. If he give me everything exactly, I'm going to take the good. He's going to get the one meal in my boot.
I'm on the other side of things. I'm giving that weak motherfucker the back tie. He run me. You get what I'm saying?
He's a fat faggot. Hey, listen. He's a fat faggot, too.
Damn. I don't know.
I'm going to run him head up with the Firebird. I'll take everything exactly with my boot. And if he beat me, he beat me. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to run to the eight.
Well,
I'm going to take everything.
Look.
But he got to drive.
Look, but get back to Big Eddie because I want him to understand how this sounds. I'm on the phone going back and forth with this mother. What was his name? Sue Marshall? I don't even know what the fuck is his name.
Phil Shuler.
Now I'm going back and forth with Phil Shuler. Now for some odd reason, you got some people that kiss his motherfucking ass, and you got some people that don't give no fucks about him. And I just happen to be one of the people that don't give no fucks about him.
I don't even know the man. I don't give a fuck about him.
I don't know him either. But I'm going to say this. In the midst of me going back and forth with him, like, let's just say, if to come, we was having an equal conversation, Big Eddie decides to come in and say, Mr. Sue Michael or whatever the fuck his name is.
Oh, Lord.
Ryan ain't got no business talking to you. But one day.
No, it ain't what I said.
Hold on. Let me finish.
Mm-hmm.
One day, I'm going to get on your level. I like what you're doing. I'm going to get on your level. I'm going to be there. Hopefully, I'll get there and be racist. I ain't said it verbatim, but this is what I heard. Hopefully, one day, I'll get there, Mr. Master. Oh, look at him. I said, look at the overseer. You get what I'm saying? I've never seen such a thing. But at the end of the day, but you just said I didn't supposed to be talking to him. The man don't have, listen to this shit.
The man trying to lock me in with a class racing car. I told him, I said, go find you a grudge race. A car in my class that's the nicest
man.
Car, and I said, I beat the living hell out of you. But you told me I don't have no business talking to him.
I didn't tell
you
that, man. See, first of all, you're lying. You're saying it wrong, and that ain't how it went because you had stopped talking to him. You had stopped talking to him completely. Marla and all of us stopped talking to him. I told Phil that he ain't had no business messing with you. You from Chicago. I'm trying to draw camaraderie to be behind you. And then I told him, I said, you're going to mess around and had to meet. I said, I ain't really got no business talking to you. I said, but you going to mess around and have to meet Mudbone. And I'm calling myself taking up, hold it. But I call myself taking up with Chicago. I always play with P.O., man.
Hold on, Eddie.
But this is my question, man. I got older, but I got a question for y'all.
No, okay, but let me finish, though. Let me finish. I'm just going to be honest. I'm your homie. You may have thought that's what you was doing, but the words did not come out lined up the way you say they did. They came out differently.
It sound pretty bad, Eddie. It did.
Hey, man, look. Y'all can say all that bullshit y'all want to say, but every time y'all talk good about somebody, it's okay. When somebody else tried to talk to somebody,
they
kiss
an ass. No.
They kiss
an
ass, man.
No, but you not understanding. Like
I always play with Phil, man. I always play with Phil.
Yeah, but I appreciate that you want to come out and you want to bag me and all that. But don't throw mud in my face in the midst of bagging me.
I was looking at it that way,
Ryan.
I had no intentions of doing what you do, but there's a lot of people that take things different the way they want to take them,
I'm not the only person that's seen that, though.
That's because somebody else wants you to think that way and just want to kiss your ass and bag you up with
it. No, that's the way I took it.
I didn't say nothing out the way.
No,
go back and listen to the show. Go back and listen to the show.
No, but you said I ain't had no business. He ain't had no business talking to me.
I told him he needed to
leave
you alone. He ain't got no business bothering you. That's what I told him.
Why he don't? If he have a car in my class, I'm going to beat the bricks off of him.
I'm just messing with Phil, man. I was just messing with Phil.
Yeah, but don't put me at the butt of your joke. You get what I'm saying?
So I already told you, your name none existed to me no more. If that's where you wanted to be, I thought we was betting that. But I would not say nothing
about
Mr. Ryan again.
No, man, you know,
I thought we were betting that, man.
Like,
you can mention my name. I wouldn't say nothing.
I don't mind you mentioning. No, listen to this. I don't mind you mentioning me at all. But it's just that time, the way that you perceived it to be, it came out different than what you, like your intentions.
That's turning,
you may have good intentions.
But that's turning something small into something large, man. And you let a bunch of people heave behind you and make it seem bigger than what it is. There wasn't
no
intentions like that, man. And I ain't into defending myself about no crap like that because I know I had nothing against you, man. And never will have nothing against you.
Yeah, but what I'm getting at is the way that you made it. I'm not saying you do because I know you don't. But what I'm getting at is the way you worded it. Was incorrect because it seemed like you was throwing salt on
okay.
me. This is what
well,
you get. What I'm saying?
It was non-intentional.
That's all what I'm getting at.
It was non-intentional. I was calling myself bagging up Chicago, like I always say, and that was the bottom line too. Anybody else want to make it something else? They can make it what they want to be. I'm gonna still be around here doing what I want to do when I want to do it, and I'm gonna try to get people the same. Respect is what they give me, and I don't want to put nobody down because I definitely don't think I'm no bigger than nobody else, no better than nobody else. So they can leave that alone, man. And they just got to rumble in my bushes and come on in there. Fuck it. But I just try to be nice and gentle to everybody, man. I be nice and gentle to everybody. Anytime somebody tell me, hey, man, I ain't like that, I back up. As soon as you told me that, I say, I apologize, Ryan. I won't say your name no more. Don't let people just keep on pressing that little shit. That ain't nothing, man. That wasn't nothing. It ain't nothing for us to go back and forward about, period, man.
Hey, but
I got
you know,
message.
Like, if, hold on, I'm going to ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
What would have been wrong with you saying, oh, man, he's from Chicago, and we going to stand together?
That's what
you
I was
said,
trying
man,
to say, man.
Yeah, but this is what you said. Hold on, but this is what you said. Man, Ryan ain't got no business talking to you, man. You know, you
that
gonna,
ain't what
you
I
gonna,
said. That ain't what I said.
Yeah.
Because anybody can talk to anybody, man.
Hey.
Anybody can talk
Eddie.
To anybody. And like
hey,
I say, Ma and them talk to them everything.
Hey, Eddie, if I get five people on here to say you said it, you gonna be a goddamn.
I wouldn't give a fuck if you got 30 people on here to say it. The thing is, I didn't have no bad intentions towards you, Ryan, at all, man.
Did Eddie say I ain't had no business talking to him?
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Well, if you took it that way, then I didn't mean it that way. I'm just talking stuff.
No, but that's what you
said,
though.
If I said it, I still apologize and told you, hey, man, I won't say your name no more. Why are we making this such a big deal?
Whatever, but I'm just saying like the way it came out. That's all.
But Kyle, you's a motherfucking lie. I didn't say it like that and didn't mean it that way. And y'all go back and play the show, man, and all y'all my guys,
don't
man,
do
but
that.
Don't y'all try to
big
push
Eddie,
me in,
Cal,
don't
see
y'all
friend
push
of mine,
me in
the
corner
Ed.
Like
Damn.
That, man. Y'all don't try to push me in no corner like that, man. I don't appreciate that. I wouldn't drive on y'all like that. Don't do me like that, man.
Well,
don't do me like that.
Yeah, can I
Lord,
y'all don't do me like that, man. I'm trying to be friends with all you guys, man. I don't want that kind of bullshit going on.
Hey, he just went off on Kyle. He said you're a motherfucking lie.
Hey, man. Come on, man. Y'all come on.
Hey, Vic.
Let's try to have a show, man.
Whatever that was, Ryan, I apologize.
It wasn't meant no intentions to go against you in no kind of way.
Hey, look. Hey, I'm glad. Hey, I don't give a fuck, Ed. I'm glad you got your ass on me. Get right on Cal ass. Hey, Cal, you're my man.
But y'all shouldn't do that,
lie.
Man. We all supposed to be friends. We all supposed to be friends, man. We supposed to be one for each other, man. We shouldn't try to press one against another. Hey, man, we should talk sense to each other when things happen like that because it don't always be what it is.
I'm glad you got the smoke off my motherfucking ass.
Yeah. I keep telling y'all, I'm with Chicago,
hey,
man, regardless of what happened.
Hey, look.
Regardless of what happened, man, when we going down there, he got cuffed out for nothing. Yeah.
Hey,
man.
Oh, man.
How you feeling, man? You feeling better?
Man, much better, Kyle.
Hey, look,
I'm feeling much better.
Hey, but you know that thing? Hey, you know that
thank
thing?
You. I appreciate
you,
man.
Hey, somebody.
No,
hey,
I didn't.
You got to get down. You got to get better now. We got to see you down there.
Yeah. Hey, you know that
if
same thing?
If I don't be down there, Kyle, it'll be a reason, but the car going to be there. It don't matter whether I'm there or not.
You gotta come down and enjoy it. Hey, Flop.
Did Big Eddie tell
Mr. What's his name? Phil Shooter.
Phil Shula.
Did he tell him I ain't had no business talking to him?
Hey, Ray. I can call you.
Hey, Flop, tell me this, man. No. Did you take it in the way that I was talking against Ryan, though?
I didn't think it was no harm intended.
It was no harm intended. If I said it, it wasn't meant that way.
Hey, Flop, just
this Cal City, and I'm a motherfucking liar.
Hey, Cal.
Damn, Cal.
To me, he is, man. To me, he is because he's trying to convert it into what it ain't.
Hey, Cal. I'm going to get the heat off you. He said, hey, you ain't got no business talking to him. He said, I really ain't got no business talking to you, but I'm speaking on the old man from Chicago.
Okay, Flop. Now, that sounds like it might be right. That sounds like it might be right. But I know I said something in the favor of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And let them know, you know, hey, it's about Chicago.
Hey, you
here
uplift?
Now.
Hey, you uplift Chicago and you put your foot right in my face.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're lucky I wear little shoes, Ryan. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm glad I got baby feet.
Hey, Cal, you's a motherfucking liar. You know that same day you went off on me on that show? As you were talking, you need to shut the fuck up. I said, okay.
No, I told you sometime you don't know when to shut the fuck up. I didn't say you need to shut the fuck up.
That's the same shit.
But you see what you did before I went to that extreme. You don't know what you did, though, right?
What?
You placed my lips on that man's ass. That's when I said, fuck this.
Oh, man.
I don't understand why every time somebody talk about a person
like,
or talk good about somebody else, hold it.
Hey, Cal, you can talk about people accolades and all that, but let's talk about, like, we ain't going to kiss no white man ass on no goddamn Black History Month. You know, that's the one thing about it.
It ain't had nothing to do with that. And just because somebody talked to somebody and you don't approve of it, you don't place nobody lips on nobody ass.
Hey, Cal,
you understand me?
Did it sound like he was kissing his ass?
Now, why you keep throwing Cal in this, man?
I ain't no liar.
Why you keep throwing Cal in this, man?
Cal say he ain't no liar.
Come on, Cal. Speak like a grown person,
man.
Get yourself out this bullshit. Don't get involved. This is a bunch of bullshit, man.
Hey, Cal, come on,
grow up.
Did it sound like he was kissing his ass?
I ain't no liar.
Did it sound like it, Cal?
Hey, man, anytime y'all want to put somebody there, y'all can say shit good shit about other people.
No, Big Eddie.
But if somebody else talks to somebody.
Oh no, hey Big A, let me finish doing my investigation. You stop for the investigation, man. You gonna get in trouble, man. Hold on. Hey Cal.
Mm-hmm. It didn't look good. I ain't no liar.
What didn't look good about it? what didn't look good about it, Cal City? What didn't look
good? Right at that very moment, it seemed like let me say, I ain't no liar, Eddie, but right at that very moment, it seemed like you threw Ryan under the bus and you was kissing Phil's booty.
Oh, man.
How was that?
What kind of bus? CTL or Greyhound?
He talked to Phil before I did, so why was I kissing his booty?
Fucking liar.
I mean, I'm just saying that's what it seemed like, Eddie.
I thought you was betting that, man. You shouldn't put yourself in that situation, man.
No. Now that you explain it, I understand. I have a better understanding of what was being talked about. But I'm not a liar, though, Eddie.
Hey, Shawty, go on mute, Shawty.
Yeah, Shawty, go on mute, man, because this shit ain't funny at all right now.
Ooh,
I don't understand why they turn that shit into something that it ain't.
Oh, man.
I don't understand it. Now, if I sat out here every time y'all talk to somebody and say, oh, he kissing ass, he sucking dick, It's a whole bunch of you motherfuckers to be kissing ass and sucking dick, but I don't judge people like that because y'all having conversations. And it's somebody might feel y'all shouldn't be talking to, man. Come on, y'all need to stop that, man. We grown folks around here, man.
Go ahead, ask what you
kissing.
Oh,
that's
shit, that's your
girl. We grown folks around here, man.
Oh, I get on the phone and I hear them talking about you kissing ass. Who asked for you?
Man, y'all better quit laughing, Vic.
Man, shut
your ass.
Oh, y'all gonna keep laughing. When I start doing that, man, I don't want to hear nothing about it. And everybody want to fight and this, that, and other and all this shit. I don't disrespect nobody like that, man. People that say they don't want to be disrespected, they always want to do the disrespecting. I ain't never disrespect you, Cal, nobody else if they ain't disrespect me.
So if y'all need to back up
with that bullshit, I'm telling you right now, because I ain't scared of no motherfucking body. So let's keep the bullshit down. Ain't no need to go on that route.
I don't disrespect nobody, man.
I don't disrespect no man, so I don't play that, man.
It's just a little show in the fun, man.
No fun right there, man, because I don't disrespect nobody, man. I try to be as straight as I can, when I don't want that reputation, man. So I don't play with
that.
We
all know
that. I don't play with that, man.
Eddie, we know who you are, man.
Eddie, we just messing with you, man.
Hey, Eddie, I still want to beat your ass, so I don't give a fuck about none of that. And I ain't lying.
Oh, man.
Like I told you, only thing I got right now for you, Vic and Simone, you want some of that, you can get it.
Simone, that's that other car. No, I don't want none of that.
Okay. All right, but let's hold on to get realistic.
Get something close.
You know,
we got a team, and we got a plan.
Yeah, well, I'm going to try Toe Tag. I already promised you that, but I got to wait my turn, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
They're working on some projects right now. I can't do the stuff myself. You see where I'm at most of the time. I'm going to promise you I'm going to race Toe Tagger, man. If I have to bring the car untested and give you a race, I'm going to do that.
Hey,
okay.
Eddie.
Yeah,
hey, Eddie,
come on,
I'm
man.
What you want me to lock in
just
on
got
you?
On. You got some mics open, Eddie, opening people mics, man.
Well, I got the phone screwed up. Could you open the mic for me, please?
Yeah, they probably smell that bullshit you talking. Okay, hold on.
Come on, Chuck. Damn.
Hey, Steve, shut your ass up,
man.
901-1516. Your mic open.
Man, I've been laughing all day.
Yeah, what up, man?
That's me, Chuck. That's Flop. Hey, kid, can you do me a favor?
Yes, sir, Flop.
Yeah.
Can you do me a favor, kid? Tell Cal City don't call my phone no more, man. I thought he was an upstanding guy, man. I'm found out he was telling lies and shit,
Hey, Cal City, don't bring your ass on here with that bullshit, Flop.
Hey, man, tell Cal City don't call me no more, man. I don't want to get in trouble here.
Oh, damn,
hey,
Clark, don't do that.
Stop your motherfucking laughing, motherfucker. Man, I thought Cal City was upstanding, man.
Yeah, Cal City bad acting tonight.
Oh, man, yes, sir.
Come on, man.
Hold on, Flock. I got to open up somebody else, too.
Oh, man.
708-8345, your mic open. 8345.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm saying, who the fuck is it?
Uh-oh.
8345.
What up, Chuck?
Get him out.
Uh-oh.
What up, Leroy?
What up?
Uh-oh.
I get on the damn phone, they roasting Eddie ass. What's going on?
Well, they ain't roasting me.
I heard Eddie call Cal a motherfucking liar.
Oh man.
They kind of want to play with my integrity, man, because I try to respect everybody, man, and they want to, you know, put me in another stage of life that I don't believe in doing, and I don't want to be there with that, you know. I don't believe with that, you know.
Hey, we know who you is, man. It's just fun, man.
It's all fun, man.
Everybody know who you is. Everybody know your integrity. Huh?
Vic,
I'm laughing. That's
all like
Double D. Who the fuck is that?
We all know he's slow as a fuck, but it's all right. They can talk to you.
That's all right. Hey, I don't mind that.
Hey, Vic, I'm laughing. I'm laughing, Vic.
I would say, Eddie, motherfucker. Eddie just used the wrong words.
Stop laughing. Hey, I'm trying. I just got on, but I hear everybody laughing. I want to laugh too.
Shit ain't funny, Vic and Chuck. Shit ain't funny.
Hey, man, quit saying my motherfucking name.
Vic must start.
It ain't funny, Vic.
I ain't started shit. Yeah. I ain't said a motherfucking thing,
It ain't funny, Vic.
That goddamn skin kept saying, Vic, stop laughing. And he's
hey,
the main
Chuck.
Motherfucker that was laughing.
Hey,
Chuck.
It ain't funny, Vic.
Hey.
Yeah.
What happened?
No.
That goddamn Ryan was talking shit to Eddie. And then that goddamn Ryan got Cal on here to agree with him. And that goddamn Eddie told Cal.
It was just time for my motherfucking life. I knew it was going to be a rough ride over here.
It ain't funny, baby.
Eddie called out.
It ain't funny,
baby.
He told you a motherfucking lie. I'm laughing, Vic.
Hey, Vic.
That
motherfucker laughing.
You making it worse.
With Cal lying, Vic.
You making it worse. No, the goddamn Vic making it worse. Vic making it work.
No.
I laugh,
hey.
Vic.
Oh, man.
I'm laughing, Vic. Hey, Vic, I'm teasing, motherfucker. Hey, man, look at that goddamn alligator. Hey, watch it, motherfucker. Whoever that is, get your ass up there. Lock me in.
I'm laughing, Vic.
Yeah. That's cool. Hey Vic.
Was Cal lying? I don't know. Ain't nobody on the phone but me and you.
You can tell.
I don't know. I don't even know the situation, Chuck.
You wasn't lying, Chuck.
Okay. Yeah, I know he don't lie.
Nope. I'm lying.
Oh, damn. Come in, these motherfucking clowns just clowning.
That's exactly what they do.
Eddie, lying on people.
I'm about Vic laughing. I'm about Vic laughing and shit. What's wrong with Vic, motherfucker? I don't know what's wrong with Vic, motherfucker.
Who lied?
Okay.
Big lie. We were.
I guess
Vic
I'm lying, Leroy. Vic, what you
lying
about?
I don't fucking know.
Whoever that motherfucker is that keep talking, he need to reveal his motherfucking self so I can tell him something.
Shut your ass up, Vic. Shut the fuck up, Vic. Good motherfucking ass up. Hey, Vic, you don't know my voice by now? Something wrong with you.
Did you say what?
You don't know my voice? Something wrong with you, baby.
Who the hell is this?
Man, you punk motherfucker. You know who this is.
You know who it is.
Fuck you, y'all. You don't know who it is, nigga.
Oh, that's motherfucking skin faggot ass.
Yeah. This my faggot ass. Motherfucker. You coming on this motherfucking alligator looking ass.
That's all right. More alligator. Oh, that's skin laughing right there. That ain't skin talking. That ain't skin talking. Motherfucking lie. You're lying to me, motherfucker. That ain't skin. That ain't skin talking. That was skin. Yeah. Who the fuck is that?
Vic, that was me. That was me, Vic. Eddie told me don't laugh, but I put it on you. Vic, stop laughing.
Well,
laugh.
I didn't want a whole
fuck.
Lot of bunches, but I probably have to have one move if this the way it's going to
be. Yeah.
What's wrong with the band?
Okay.
What's wrong with it? What'd you say, Eddie?
Oh, they can
Eddie over there talking about them blankets. You got to get up under them blankets. He need about 4 blankets. He cold.
If a motherfucker pay their heating bill, they don't get cold.
Damn.
Hey,
yeah, man. We got to get some heat up in here, man.
Stop laughing. Stop laughing. All right. And Vic better stop laughing. Vic better stop laughing.
Who the fuck was that talking about? They got to get under some blankets. Shit. That's fucked up.
That was Big Eddie. That Big Eddie got to get under them blankets, baby. I need about 4 of them.
Yeah. We just moved me to a new computer.
Man, who on the phone sleep, man? I'm about to fucking sleep.
All right, thanks.
I'm about to fucking sleep.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, they better be snoring their ass off because I ain't trying to find out who they is. Yeah.
Isn't that they bad ass?
Eddie done called my boys lies, man. What kind of shit is that?
Cal, you a motherfucking lie. God damn it.
You know I ain't say it like that. You know I ain't say it like that, Cal.
Hey, Shorty.
I'm
it. Hey, Shorty.
Go ahead.
All jokes aside, man, I don't try to disrespect no man. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying, man.
Yeah, we know, Eddie. We just messing with you.
Yeah, he ain't say he disrespect me.
I can find it.
Might be your mother.
Man, that better not be Tim Alf Norm.
Oh man, not the big son of a gun.
What's the other one? Get out! Your motherfucking ass up.
No.
If I been going to work all day, that motherfucker done got sleep.
Nice.
He done told preacher boy ass up.
Oh, boy,
what'd you say, Skin? Whatever.
What?
Who was that? who fucked preacher boy up?
Oh, shit. He said we was...
Tim out, tore his ass up.
What?
He done put himself to sleep. He's so preachy, boy.
The big son of a gun.
Yeah, I got a question. Where Big Eddie at? I got a question, Big Eddie.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
That's why preachy boy jumped on that other dude.
Oh, come on, man.
Where Big Eddie at, man?
I'm back.
Hey, Big Eddie, I got a question. This is going for you, too, Vic. I want you to answer the question. Now, I hear people saying certain things. Now, shouldn't we know, shouldn't everybody that got a group, they got 1-800-KEEP-IT-REAL, they got clocks off, they got Fade to Black, Downtown Most Wanted, Ride or Die. It's all these groups out here, Young Money, all this shit.
Yeah.
Don't y'all be knowing basically who in who group Big Eddie?
Yeah, mostly, yeah.
For most part, yeah.
Okay, so this is the question I'm asking.
Oh,
how
shit,
you motherfuckers come on here and be talking about, man, I'm talking about a car in my group and don't no motherfucker know who in their group. How do they do that?
That's a new recruit. That's a new recruit, Shorty.
But that's what I'm saying. I heard a preacher boy come over here talking about he going to run somebody with a car that ain't nobody never seen talking about they in this group. How the fuck do we know? We ain't never seen that motherfucker.
A whole lot of clubs got new recruits.
I ain't saying they're not in his group. I'm not saying they're not in his group. Who am I
doing? He's a free agent.
I'm talking pussy-ass nigga.
I wasn't talking to you, but since you want to be in it,
you tried to make me look bad, bitch. But when you tell me we look bad, bitch, no one is right.
No,
I will tell you. Hey, bitch, you look bad on your own, dumbass boy.
Man, look bad on my left nut.
You look bad already. Look bad on your left nut. What the fuck you gonna do about it? Now, back to what I was saying, y'all. I won't know these fake motherfuckers talking about these group members and shit. I didn't want to know how you feel about that, bitch. How you gonna race a motherfucker you don't even know? I have feel sure in my group then where they come out of it then. That's all I'm saying, kid. All I'm doing is making a statement. This bitch-ass nigga must feel guilty about something.
Yeah, well, you got like I said, you got you got a lot of new recruits in these groups now. They're undercover recruits.
I'm going to say, kid, if that's the case,
yeah.
I'm just say, lock the fuck in. I got a Camaro, and I can come with a motherfucking Stevie ass in. All I said was motherfuckers should know who in your group, man.
Mm-hmm.
He said, ask him. He ain't told who's in his group yet. I asked him, man. He wanted
you got a
to
point,
be
yeah.
part of the show. The circus, because he a fucking clown. Everybody know it. Y'all ain't got to say it. I say it. The man a fucking clown.
Come on,
they keep talking about who in this group, but when somebody else asks him for a spot, they wrong. They don't know what he got. Don't give a fuck what he got. He talking shit to Tim out. Tim out, throw that bitch ass up, and he mad.
Hey, you bitch ass nigga. Let me explain something.
Throw that bitch from
the group. Ain't a motherfucker on the show page the shit that's on my child, so they can suck my dick and ain't gotta tell a motherfucker shit what I got, what I own, what I'm doing. Listen, Skin, you ain't nothing but a bitch right now. You ain't a motherfucker. You talking about having another nigga with that, bro. I'm not mad at you. Leave me the fuck alone.
You ain't mad.
I want to
ask a racing question.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
yeah, stop laughing.
I want to know who in your group, kid. I want to know who in your group, man.
Oh,
we just coming up with
a lot. All right, I just don't like a whole lot of blankets on
you. I want to know who in your group, kid. I know it's Leroy. I know it's Eddie. I know it's Larry. I want to know who in these goddamn group, all these ghost motherfuckers, man. That's
yeah,
crazy. You call
them ghost recruits. Them ghost recruits.
Man, three more other motherfuckers. You got different people. You got super friends and shit. I understand. We all got super friends. But I just know who is these motherfucking mad men. That's all I want to know.
Yeah. You got a point there, Shorty.
What's the name of
this
group? I want to know the name of this group, man, so we can tear his ass up. We want to tear the lining out of his motherfucking ass. We want to tear his ass up. I want to know where your goddamn group, boy. I want to know your group so we can do some racing. You know what I'm talking about? Let's do some racing, man.
Man, he's having a motherfucking
ass,
man.
I hear you, dog.
Hey! He's mad at y'all on the show recording, man. He's mad at me because I ain't any of his questions. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic.
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
Come on. These super friends, man. What's up, baby? Hey, Vic. No, hey, I know. Don't I know all y'all calls? Vic.
Boy,
we know all y'all cars, man. We know what cars you
man.
Gonna come with. What how you gonna race? Either you gonna we gonna do it or we ain't.
Team members.
Oh yeah, man.
Nah, you don't need no team members.
Double D already got team members, man.
He got a motherfucking car. He can't even drive no more. That shit
does. Yeah. I'm a fan now, kid. I'm a spectator.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
okay.
Put that shit on the top.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No car no more. It's over.
Yeah. I'm a spectator. Mm-hmm.
Be a pro spectator. That's all.
You don't have to. You don't have to worry about getting your hands dirty.
I'm gonna be down there still. We watch
the main. The main thing is this here to me. I don't care who you call. You tell me team member. Just show the car and see. You know, you can let the person see the car if it's a ghost car. And everybody gonna just lock into some main scene. Well, I'm decided we want to race tonight. Just show the car.
That's the problem, Eddie. Everybody talking about they got a damn car, but you can't never see the damn car.
Oh, man.
You got to see the car. You're going to just bring somebody along.
Everybody
know,
on this
show
phone.
The car.
Everybody on this phone can phone their friend.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only
everybody everybody ain't got the caliber car that can say, I don't care what you bring. As long as we got doors. Everybody ain't got it. It's a different level. So you just show the car.
Mm-hmm.
And
not phone for a lifeline.
They just bring up a bunch of damn cars of people they know.
Hey, can't do that.
You want to impress me? Put that bitch in your driveway and take it wherever the fuck you want to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got access to a car.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Yes, sir.
And every car got access to everybody know about. If they don't know, and if they don't know about it, I make sure they will know about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I ain't expecting nobody the way how many cars I hear these days they race just because you say I got a car. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to do something with slow motherfuckers, though.
Yeah, we're going to try to. When our dates come, we're going to knock them down. That's all I can say, man. We're going to knock them down. Knock them dates down. And see what happens.
I hear you, dog. I hear you.
Big Eddie said they coming.
That's we here. We here now. We just waiting on the date, say it just like everybody else.
Going down at Bobby Cole race.
Yep, that's the spot. That's the spot. That's the spot for
us. That's the place to be.
That's up. It's gonna be outside, Bobby Cole race.
That ain't nothing but the kickoff though, because you got Bobby's race. And then you got Milan in March. I mean, May.
You got Tate Race. We
May.
Don't get about Tate Race.
Then you got y'all race in June. And then you got Tate Race the next weekend
June.
After that.
Mm-hmm. Two races in June.
So you got four badass races to get down right away.
Yeah.
Now, who's that getting ready to get locked up?
Man, what the fuck is that, Eddie?
That ain't pretty boy.
Full moon out.
Boy, over there, oh,
full moon out.
Hey, man, listen to me, bro. Tell Preacher Boy to chill out. Ain't got no bond money.
Sound like you can't pay that girl that $40.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like white
dating.
It's no business. You don't like white
dating.
Man, check out
on
bullshit.
Lord have mercy.
They put this motherfucking ass out.
Hey, Clark, somebody didn't pay their $40.
Yeah, they put his ass out.
$40 holler.
You don't like to take care of your business, did it? I heard a while. I ain't drunk.
Hey, Flock.
Yes, sir.
Tim House cut up preacher boy.
Man, I was.
No, Tim House
sucked
my dick. I told Tim House if he drives his car, give me everything at Dragway. They ha ha he hee and sucked his dick. If he give me everything at Dragway, all he can do is beat me. I take my ass whooping and have a nice day. I'm gonna pay him, not like the rest of these niggas don't pay. All he gotta do is give me everything.
Oh, man.
Now I'm going back on mute. But he don't have to give me shit. We got a Firebird right in his class. I may beat the fuck out of Tim House.
Hey, preacher boy.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you know, I like racing and see people race. But who owns the Firebird?
My crew member. He a nobody.
Okay.
He's a nobody. He ain't even been driving goddamn 2 years.
See, this is the problem right here. Everybody can phone a friend. So who fucking
you right. Listen to me. Listen to me. I'm going to cut you off. You're 100% right. I ain't got shit. So I told him I'd run him, give me everything in Drag Race. I ain't in his class. Put me then, since you want to beat me so bad. I tried to make the race, you know, compatible. But he told me he'll beat my ass. So give me everything in Drag Race. I'm going to run my boo. White, China white. He can whoop me. If he win, he get paid. If he lose, I'm looking to get paid. Give me everything in Drag Race. Simple shit. It ain't even nothing to discuss. All he got to do is tell me no. Listen, this is simple. Say, no, I don't want to run him, preacher boy. I'll run you. I said, give me everything in Drag Race. He said, no. We ain't got nothing else to talk about. Simple shit. But I like the joke. I like the crack. I accepted it. When he finished talking about me like a dog, I laughed and giggled and said, he beat me. But then when another motherfucker got involved in it and said something slick, that's a no-no.
Oh, man.
So now, if Tim House want to run me, give me everything in Drag Race, well, I'm going to obey. Watch this. I'm going to be an obey obedient bitch. I ain't going to say nothing to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go back in my closet, put that weak motherfucker back down, and do what I do. I test and tune that bitch until it blow up. Or run for them 500, them 2,500, or whatever I decide to run for, and have a good day. Simple shit. I don't run with a crowd. I got 6 people. Everybody working on their shit, and we dividing and conquering until we get their shit right. When they come out, I'm going to tell them, hey, this is who we running with. I'm running with this. We running with that. Simple shit.
I got you. But let me say this, and this. Just for everybody, and I mean, everybody don't feel the same way. If I can't fuck with you, I'm not going to call you and beg for a rate and ask for a spot. I just like to stay in my little old lane because half the time, the damn race ain't going to never happen anyway. I mean, it's a lot of talk. Yeah, it sounds good. But you know that man can't give you all let and try to run around.
Why not? He got all of that over me. Hey, listen to me, Tim out. I mean, I got a regular car. They just don't
know,
look to me, Chuck.
He
Chuck,
know.
They looking at
knows,
the body of the car and assuming.
He know
but whatever
that car cannot do that. He know
hey,
that car
me,
can't
Chuck.
Do that.
Chuck, listen to me. All I got to do is say no, and I ain't got nothing else to say. My thing is, I got a car that's in his class with what he got, the same exact shit we're going to run with. He said, no, that's no. Listen, I ain't going to go into you a bitch, you scary, or none of that. No mean no. Fine, but when they say to me, they talk about me like I'm some kind of
cousin, some kind of bitch. They got it fucked up. I just don't say nothing. I asked him since he jumped on my car. He said, I'll fuck your boo up. Listen to me. I want you to hear this. He said, he'll fuck my boo up. I said, give me everything you drag racing. If he'd have said no, this discussion would be over with. He wanted to tell me he going to beat the style for me. He going to beat my leg off of me. He going to stick my leg up my ass. Well, he didn't serve.
Damn.
But that's cool.
Did he put a deposit up?
Not a dollar.
Then he just talking.
That's all he doing to me.
So all I'm saying is this. If a motherfucker wanted to race and they got a car comfortable, just run your race, stay in your class. Because
Chuck,
that race ain't
going to
never
man.
Happen.
That
Chuck, race ain't going
to
never happen.
Everybody I race, in my field, I was outclassed except Terrio. Me and Terrio was even. He had a chassis car, and he had what he had. We raced. He never made it down the track, so we don't know how it was going to turn out. If he'd have went down the track, it would have been a better race. Either both races. Okay. Lenny then whooped me because technicality. I won a race that I raced. I don't know if y'all seen it or not. It was close. I only had four races that year. That's fine. But what I'm telling you, Chuck, is it's a yes or no with me. If I say I want to race, yes or no. No. They asked me to race Jack Ball. I said no. I couldn't whoop Jack Ball. I'm not going to jag my ass off.
You
but
can't,
I feel
you
like
can't whoop Jack
compatible,
Ball.
If I feel I'm compatible, I say yes. Hey, listen
you
to me.
Can't whoop
Chuck, listen to me. Ain't nobody ever looked under my hood. I got junk under there. Hey, listen. I pull a motor out anytime a nigga want me to, and I'm going to bet him what it is. And like I tell him, I'm gambling. For the right place,
okay.
I let a motherfucker look under
I got it.
And show them
it
ain't shit there.
All I'm saying is all them bullshit races ain't going to never get off. So just run the people that you can run. I thought you would have
But when
that
I draw the
up.
People that I can run, they talk crazy to me. You know, they talk about, I got this, I got that. Hey, man, listen to me. I'm a gambler. I don't mind losing and winning. But the extra, I don't want to be bothered with the extra, Chuck. You know, all the Joe Jenkins and the talking and other shit. Lock
I,
in
I
and no lock
you,
in.
Sir. But
when
you
they
don't
asked
never
me to race, and they said, lock in, I don't
you.
Want. If I said no,
I
don't
you.
Talk
you
about me like I'm your
race
bitch.
A car like,
I said no.
They never race a car like Tim House car and ask for everything. It ain't going to happen.
Then I ain't going to run them, man. We ain't got no conversation. Me and Tim House got
y'all
no conversation.
Stay in
I
the,
ain't in this
stay
class,
in the,
period. I'm not in Leon class, period. I told Leon a long time ago, my car and your car are not compatible. He keeps saying we got the same car. He's a dumb motherfucker. And I'm saying on nationals, he got a Camaro, I got a Google. He got a back half, he got a chassis car to my car. We got two different cars. They assume I got a back half car, but ain't nobody ever looked under it. All they got to do is bet enough money, and I'm going to let a motherfucker look under it, stick their finger in his ass and everything. You understand? I'm going to let them circumcise that bitch. For the right price. But other than that, stay the fuck away from me. I'm just gambling. I got a cute car. That's all I got is a cute car. But if I can get a cute motor, I can be dangerous. I don't have that. I got what I can afford. You know? One day I grow up, and then I start talking to the big people. But other than that, I'm enjoying myself. I go out of town. I don't have a motherfucker to pay for me to go out of town. When I go out of town, I go out of town because I want to be at the people's track and go up and down it. I ain't asked to race nobody, but I got enough money to race whoever the fuck I want to race.
And hey, you look good down there in Alabama.
But what I'm saying, I went down there by myself, me and an old man, and I had a pocket full. I didn't ask to race nobody. And I could have whooped a couple people, but I enjoyed myself because that's what I wanted to do. Am I going this time? No. The trip killed me on body-wise, not car-wise. I was hurting. That's a long ride for me. But that's here in St. Nate. I don't want to dwell on my health. I just want to tell a motherfucker, if I'm not in your class, I'm going to ask for something. If I'm in your class, down on your ass I go. I know what I got. Y'all assume what I got.
All I'm saying is you probably do better. It's just my opinion that you can run plenty of cars up here that's in your class instead of fucking with them cars that got to give you a spot. Because they got to give you a spot, they ain't running you anyway.
All right.
So just run the ones you want. You got
to go. But the thing is, just listen to me. Hey, Chuck, listen to me. I don't open my hood and I don't ask somebody to open theirs. If they open theirs, that's their prerogative. Whatever I bought, I bought. If I think I can win, I win. If I don't think I can race them, I mind my business, Chuck. Chuck, I've been watching you 100 years. I ain't never drawed on you. You gave Terry a 3 and a hit. And the farthest I ever said was, you mean with Terry? You said no. And I ain't never mentioned it again in life.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, dog. I wasn't even going to do that race, but he fucking with me. Plus, we go way back. So I just had to show him, but I'm not jumping on
I've been racing 37 years. Hey, Chuck, I've been racing 37 years.
I'm just not jumping on the damn car that I know I can't beat and call him out and beg for shit.
Hey, listen to me, Chuck. I understand.
Just to make a race.
I do understand.
Because people be talking about that just to make a race, but they ain't spending a fucking dime.
Not $1.
Ain't nobody
the sideline ain't spending a dollar.
Own money. You know, just stick with the motherfuckers you can run with. You gonna win or lose.
Hey Chuck, I understand fully, man.
Yeah, I'm just saying, dog.
Hey, go check him out.
You got a good car. And your car runs good. But you can't just fuck with everybody because they talking about you. Shit, you know you can't. You know who you got a shot at, and you know who you can beat and who you can't beat. So you got to pick your own poison.
I'm going to beat his ass.
Yes, sir. I understand, sir.
That's why when I answer the phone, I don't have no
problem answering. There you go, y'all. Everybody on Chuck, understand, Chuck. Listen, Chuck. I ain't trying to run nobody out of my class. I ain't trying to stick no monster on nobody. I ain't going to go get John Force to run these people. I got regular Joes that work every day trying to struggle to put some shit together. We're going to get whooped and we're going to lose. We're going to have fun. They ain't got no more money than the next motherfucker. We got a let me tell you what we got. We got a Fairmont. We got a Firebird. We got VCL Mustang. I got an S10 that I own. And I got my motherfucking boo I'ma have out. And we got one more probably working on, but I can't tell you what it is till they finish. No. I got my boo. Let me explain to you. I got my boo. I got an S10. We got a Fairmont. We got a Firebird. And I got one more car that we working on right now. But it ain't ready. It's a Mustang. You know, it's not ready. When it get ready, I start talking shit about it. I got a long way to finish it.
Is my question to you.
I got that. Listen,
motherfucking truck.
Will
you store any of these cars you're talking about?
Would I what?
Would you show any of these cars you're talking about?
Yeah, they've been at the track. They've been at the track a couple of times. I'll put a video up. So you my friend on Facebook. I ain't got no problem about showing them. Everybody knows the Fairmont is a dead man's car.
It's been out
a year, and it didn't work right, so we worked on it again.
So
everybody knows me and Low Budget teamed up. Everybody knows me and Low Budget teamed up. My man died. When he died, the team and us stayed together.
So those
we
are
got,
five
hold on,
cars.
Chuck, I'm sorry. We got another group, but they working on it, but it ain't ready. Huh?
But those are
Those are five cards you got in your account.
Yeah, we got another boo, and it ain't ready yet. And I don't know when it'll be ready.
Okay.
But yeah,
so them,
it's a burgundy boo.
Them five cards you got is in your account.
Yes. That's it. That's all. If you ever hear me speak of those, six, it's six. It's six cards.
So,
the
so
Toyota truck
quick,
they told me they won't run
question.
Because it's a class.
I got a quick question.
Yes.
So you got something fast in your car. Can run Tim House head up, right?
Yes.
So why don't you go take that car and run Tim head up instead of trying to get a spot? You see what I'm saying? If you got a car that you think that can run with Tim House, why don't you just run him with that car?
Hello, everybody.
We here.
Tim trying to get in. I can't get him in, y'all. Big Eddie.
Yeah.
Tim House trying to get.
You trying to get Tim House in? Tell Tim to call my line.
Hey, Eddie, can you steal him?
Huh? Yeah.
Can you steal him?
Yes, sir.
All I'm just saying, if Preacher Boy got a car that can run with Tim House, quit trying to take the spot and run with the car you got.
Yeah, let him see the car. Let him see if you want to run.
Trying to give him a spot. Hey, what happened, Eddie? Everybody got quiet.
No, I'm still on, Chuck. I'm just in the yard making all this noise. As soon as I get rolling, I'm mute. Yeah.
All right. You know, Eddie be on here fucking up.
Oh, no, man. What you be doing, Big Eddie?
Oh, he be fucking up. He playing on that little ass motherfucking iPhone and can't see shit.
Oh, man.
Let me see.
What? Bullshit?
Oh, yeah, it's working.
So it's back on, huh?
Yeah. Everybody just quiet.
You got a lot of people on? No.
Yeah, there's about 15 mics open. 40-something, 48 people on the show, so.